Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and my friend Seeley sent me an Inc. article the other day all about happiness. What caught my attention was the idea of comparison. We've all heard comparison is the thief of joy, right? And we've chatted all about comparison in past episodes, and we know that part of the happiness equation is satisfaction, appreciating what you have more than you pine for what you want. So, how can comparison be a good thing? When it comes to comparison, this article by Jeff Hayden points out that there are only two comparisons that really matter when it comes to creating fulfilled happiness, like I like to call it. He says, the first is who you are today and who you were in the past. Making that comparison will remind you just how far you've come. And the second is who you are today and who you hope to someday become. Making that comparison will keep you focused on doing the things that make you feel more fulfilled, grateful, and happy. I love this. I think he's on the right point for sure. We can get so caught up in comparisonitis than thinking that things make us happy. It's literally how our brains are wired. But if we look at the science, what we think will make us happy, like a brand new car, just won't. And over time, we are back on that hedonic treadmill wanting more, which is why placing our value on experiences is so important. I wanted to bring this up now as we enter November and the holiday shopping season starts to really ramp up. It's so easy to get sucked into those Instagram ads, right? But if we can take a pause and think about happiness before we hit that buy now button, maybe we'll be a little happier for it. Now, if you've got some cash burning a hole in your pocket, our Thanksgiving kindness cards just hit our website, and they are a great way to show gratitude to friends, customers, and family, sprinkling a little kindness in your bubble today.